At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
The single most obnoxious Karen in the legacy media just learned the hard way what happens when you blatantly lie to Marco Rubio. But what you're about to see isn't just about one liberal shill. It's about the colossal failure of the whole of the legacy media in their desperate but futile attempt at thwarting President Trump's undeniable success around the world. Marco Rubio has proven that the media has lost. Trump has broken them. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing, they can do about it.
You know, there is concern from the Europeans that President Zelensky is going to be bullied into signing something away. That's why you have these European leaders coming as backup tomorrow. Can you
reassure them? No, it isn't. That's not why they're coming as backup. That's not true. No, but that's not why that's not true. They're not coming here tomorrow to keep Zelensky from being bullied. They're
well,
not coming.
February, in fact, they're coming here tomorrow in front of television cameras where President Zelensky.
Do you know how many meetings we've had since then?
Oh no, I know, and I was just up in Alaska watching the one with Vladimir Putin where a red carpet rolled
out.
No,
but it was Zelensky. We've had more meetings. We've had one meeting with Putin and like a dozen meetings with Zelensky. But that's not true. They're not coming here tomorrow to keep Zelensky from being bullied. They're coming here tomorrow because we've been working with the Europeans. We talked to them last week. There were meetings in the UK over the previous weekend.
And they said President Trump was going to demand a ceasefire
as early as Thursday. No. But you said that they're coming here tomorrow to keep Zelensky from being bullied. They're not coming here tomorrow. Oh, this is such a stupid media narrative that they're coming here tomorrow because Trump is going to bully Zelensky into a bad deal. We've been working with these people for weeks on this stuff. They're coming here tomorrow because they chose to come here tomorrow. We invited them to come. We invited them to come. The president invited them to come.
Let's stop there, because the very fact that Secretary of State Marco Rubio has to even waste a single moment's breath on this nonsense is itself beyond parody. Make no mistake, these were not questions. Marco Rubio was not facing questions. He was being peppered with a desperate and pathetic narrative spun in the liberal boardrooms of CBS. Trump just came off of a masterful international diplomatic event with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska. Remember, the Biden administration wouldn't even talk to Putin. The White House and the Kremlin literally stopped talking for the last 2 years of the Biden regime. So here you have a major geopolitical military power in the world coming to the United States voluntarily to negotiate a peace settlement to end the war and the root causes of that war, and freaking Margaret Brennan. Right. I don't really care, Margaret Brennan, right, whose forced narratives are reaching levels of absurdity no one ever thought possible. She actually attempted to recast the European delegation coming to the White House today as necessary so as to prevent Trump from bullying Zelensky. And again, the narrative there is Trump loves dictators. Trump loves it. He pulled out the red carpet for the autocrat Putin, all the while he bullied and rhetorically bludgeoned a poor, sweet defender of democracy like Zelensky. How can anyone take this woman seriously? See, I mean that. That's not rhetorical flair. How does anyone take such absurd fabrications seriously? And, you know, obviously Rubio didn't. And he just called her out for what she was really doing there, which was lying. She was blatantly lying. These were not questions. They were lies. They were lies of a fabricated narrative deliberately spun to desperately try to make President Trump look bad and his amazing diplomatic feat in Alaska look like a failure. It's disgusting. What kind of demonic creature do you have to be channeling to try to do that? Let's get back to it.
But the president told those European leaders last week that he wanted a ceasefire. The president went on television, said he would walk out of the meeting if Vladimir Putin didn't agree with one. He said there would be severe consequences if he didn't agree to one. He said he'd walk out in 2 minutes. He spent 3 hours talking to Vladimir Putin, and he did not get one. So there's
because obviously
messages.
Something things happened during that meeting. Well, because obviously things look, our goal here is not to stage some production for the world to say, oh, how dramatic he walked out. Our goal here is to have a peace agreement to end this war. OK, and obviously we felt and I agreed that there was enough progress, not a lot of progress, but enough progress made in those talks to allow us to move to the next phase. If not, we wouldn't be having Zelensky flying all the way over here. We wouldn't be having all the Europeans coming all the way over here. Now, understand and take with a grain of salt. I'm not saying we're on the verge of a peace deal, but I am saying that we saw movement, enough movement to justify a follow-up meeting with Zelensky and the Europeans, enough movement for us to dedicate even more time to this. You talk about the sanctions. Look, at the end of the day, if peace is not going to be possible here and this is just going to continue on as a war, people will continue to die by the thousands. The president has that option to then come in and impose new sanctions. But if he did this now, the moment the president puts those additional sanctions, that's the end of the talks. You've basically locked in at least another year to year and a half of war and death and destruction.
Yeah, I mean, I frankly never imagined in my wildest dreams that we would see a day when the legacy media would be so hell-bent on keeping a war going. Again, this is all part of the 80-20 doom loop that the modern left is caught up in, right? So right now, think about it. Take a step back. Right now, you have a Democrat Party literally defending crime in their cities. Democrats are actually standing in solidarity with criminals. They are standing against, they are publicly opposing effective law enforcement in D.C. right now. All the while, you have a legacy media that's cheerleading a war. They want this war to continue. They are upset. They are actually livid over the fact that Trump did not publicly embarrass and humiliate Putin on the world stage. And how do you think that would have turned out had he done something like that? I mean, these people are sick. They're always America last. They're openly rooting for European delegation that they're claiming is there to protect Zelensky from the big bad wolf Trump. They're rooting for the non-Americans. I mean, everything right and good is tarnished and soiled by the legacy media. At the same time, everything that is bizarre and nutty is championed and celebrated. That's just, it's all another way of saying that this legacy media is the swamp.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
They are just as bad as these corrupt and crooked politicians like Nancy Pelosi who've had access to things like insider trading secrets for decades now, right? You know exactly what I'm talking about. Pelosi and the swamp know exactly what stocks to buy and when to buy them. But guess what? As it turns out, you and I actually have access to that very same inside information. Did you know that? Yeah. Well, we're not getting bribed by it, but we do have access. Thanks to a little known SEC database, we can actually see when corporate CEOs are buying up in real time, and then we get to piggyback on their trades to gain the same advantage for ourselves that Nancy Pelosi has. Gang, that is why you have got to click on the link below and sign up for a free online training with my good friend Ross Givens. It's this Thursday, August 21st at 3 p.m. Eastern. Many of you know Ross. He's an insider trading expert whose recommendations have led to investment returns of over 100%. Get this, some have hit as high as nearly 1,500%. I mean, it's going to be an amazing online free training where you and I can learn how to trade with the same exact insider knowledge as these politicians, but legally and ethically. Again, no bribes here, but don't wait. Seating registration is limited. So click on that link below right now and register today, and I'll see you for an event that promises to change your life. So what you just saw in all of that there, again, was a masterclass in international diplomacy. What Rubio pointed out was that the Trump administration holds several cards that they can use as leverage against Russia, particularly the sanctions card. But that said, and this is absolutely critical, if secondary sanctions on Russia were unleashed now the way Margaret Brennan wants them to be, because she's such an expert, were they to do that, were they to treat Putin tough and all this sort of stuff, talks would collapse and war would grind on for years. Now, unfortunately for the legacy media, the American public isn't buying this anymore. Approval for Trump's approach, tough, pragmatic diplomacy with walkaway leverage, approval for Trump's approach is surging, while trust in corporate media sinks to new lows literally every day. I don't know if you saw this yet. This is amazing. Trump's latest approval rating, again, it's through the roof. According to Insider Advantage, one of the most accurate pollsters of 2024, Trump's in the mid-50s. He's at 54% approval. And the American people overwhelmingly signed with Trump in wanting this war to end. And they think he's the one that can get that done. Here's what the legacy media as a whole and the Democrats in general are really upset about in all of this. Ultimately, this is a war that is ending not on their terms, but on Trump's terms. Another way of putting it is, more directly or more analytically, this is a war that is ending on multipolar terms, not unipolar terms. You got to get that, because that explains a lot in terms of this opposition that we're seeing. Again, this bizarre opposition from the legacy media that just seems so hell-bent on making every Trump diplomatic move look like a failure and the continuation of this war look like a success. It's, again, I've never seen anything quite like it, but it's because they're ultimately upset that this is a war that is being resolved, that's coming to an end, on multipolar terms rather than unipolar terms. So the Biden administration, again, to the cheerleading adoration of the legacy media, actively sought to punish Russia and end this conflict on what's called unipolar terms, where there's one superpower, one superpower in the world, the United States, and we basically get to dictate to the world how it's going to behave. And liberals wanted to make an example of Russia to the world of what happens when you challenge that sole superpower status. Just the one problem to that. And fortunately for Margaret and unfortunately for Biden, we don't live in a unipolar world anymore. This is not 1991. This isn't even 2001. We now live in a multipolar world where great powers like Russia and China, India, with billions of people, India and China alone account for nearly half the world's population. Great powers are rising up and they're now defending their interests, their regional hegemony against the United States and NATO, who think for 30 years, we walked around thinking we can go anywhere we wanted in the world and make it comply to our demands. That is exactly, whether we like it or not, right or for wrong, we've been arguing this consistently since February of 2022. That's exactly what this war in Ukraine is all about. The United States and NATO no longer get to run around telling the world how it's supposed to behave anymore. It was Putin putting a line in the sand. We crossed it, and that was it. No more. There was a time when we could tell the world what to do, and there was nothing they could do about it. And we did. But those days are over. Trump recognizes that. All the while, liberals, particularly those in the legacy media, are doing everything they can to basically stick their heads in the sand, plug their ears, close their eyes, scream in tantrum-like fashion so as to deny this multipolar reality. I mean, you know, it's often been said, I think it was Charles Krauthammer who coined the phrase, liberals don't care what you do as long as it's mandatory. Right? Liberals love to control, period. Liberals love to control, period. That's what they do. Full stop. Liberals control, or at least attempt to. Liberals manipulate. And what is playing out right now in these peace negotiations is the revelation of a world order where liberals have largely lost control. They've lost control of the narrative, they've lost control of the politics, and they've lost control of the regional international chessboard. A new multipolar era has dawned, and the legacy media is quickly finding out that they have no place in such a world. That is what Marco Rubio reminded Margaret Brennan of the other day. Their world is over. Ours is just beginning. Have you locked in your seat from my America Awakened Masterclass yet? Because seats are filling up fast. This is your shot to grab our Freedom Week discount before the price goes up. This isn't scripted, it isn't safe, and it sure as heck isn't censored. It's real, it's raw, and it's unapologetically patriotic, just like the early days of Turley Talks that helped ignite a movement. But listen, this discount won't last. Click the link, claim your spot, and join the rising tide of Americans reclaiming faith, family, and freedom. Let's light the fire of liberty and awaken America together.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.